Converging at University of Arizona's College of Medicine in Phoenix, researchers from Arizona institutions gather for the annual Arizona Alzheimer's Consortium directed by Dr. Eric Ryman.
Alzheimer's is an unacceptable problem. This one age-related disorder is projected to take a financially overwhelming toll on countries around the world by the time today's 35-year-olds become senior citizens.
Ryman is reviewing research posters. Soon, researchers will present work done by universities, hospitals, and independent groups.
And we're betting that some of these treatments may have a particularly profound benefit if started in healthy individuals before the disease has significantly ravaged the brain.
Ryman hopes a new standard of Alzheimer's patient and family care will be established in the next 5 years.
And we think we have a fighting chance to find and support the approval of effective prevention therapies by 2025. Just a few years ago, there was no chance that we would have an effective therapy by that point.
One project is MindCrowd.org, a 20-question memory test from the Translational Genomics Research Institute, or TGen. Led by Dr. Matthew Huntelman, MindCrowd has been taken by more than 65,000 participants with a goal of 1 million.
We really are using this approach to better understand the aging brain, how the brain ages differently amongst healthy individuals. So trying to understand the genetic drivers of the differences in how our memory performs.
Huntelman says the researchers will collect small finger prick blood samples via mail to analyze their DNA. And although DNA information will give some insight to participants,
there are two other major important molecules that we care about: RNA, which is a sister chemical to DNA, and proteins. Both of those change minute to minute, and that's where we can't get a glimpse into your brain by studying something else. We have to actually study the brain,
which is possible at the Brain and Body Donation Program at Banner Sun Health Research Institute in Sun City, northwest of Phoenix. I met the program's Brian Brown, who leads me into the morgue and pulls out an abnormal brain.
This is the left hemisphere of a brain. The brain should be nice and tightly packed like this, but take a look at the temporal and frontal lobe where you see widespread brain atrophy here, where you're seeing everything pull away. So this is one of the telltale signs that there's some stuff going on.
Brown says there's an average time of 3 hours between a donor's death and an autopsy, compared to other centers where 12 to 24 hours is the norm. Brown brings me to a stand with several slots, resembling an oversized metallic bagel slicer.
Then we section the brain here. A lot of the areas of the brain we're interested in are on the interior portion, and then we prepare them to be frozen.
Which is critical. With every passing hour, tissue quality diminishes. Dr. Thomas Beach, director of the program, says to preserve tissue, it must be frozen just hours after death in freezers set at minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit.
And then analyze it biochemically, where we can look at thousands of proteins, all the RNA at once, and we can sort out which of those chemical reactions involved was disturbed very early in the disease.
These chemical reactions start to form the physical alterations in the brain. Some are natural and some form disease.
Alzheimer's is marked in the brain by microscopic lesions called plaques and tangles. Every single older person has got tangles in a restricted part of the brain pretty well by age 70. So that's the constant in aging.
Beach would rather have future donors sign up when younger and says volunteers with at least 10 years of projected life left are ideal to gather critical information.
And see us once a year, and we assess their neuropsychological, cognitive abilities, their coordination of the brain and muscles, and how all of that declines gradually with age and merges in some people into Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease.
Back at TGen, Dr. Huntelman says many people don't report concerns until memory problems arise, when it's often too late. He says early detection techniques need to catch signs of disease sooner. Until then, Huntelman suggests to
get out and socialize and use your brain. It's part of being a human being and navigating your world and solving problems. We get enjoyment from that, and we should continue that throughout our life.
Andrew Bernier, Phoenix.